Chapter 2.
Therefore, knowing that God is not mocked, we ought to walk in a manner worthy of His commandment and glory. Similarly, ministers must be blameless in the presence of His righteousness, like servants of God in Christ, not of men. Not slanderers, not double-tongued, not lovers of money, but temperate in all things, compassionate, careful, walking according to the truth of the Lord, who became the servant of all. If we are pleasing to Him in this world, we shall receive the future world in accordance with His promises to raise us up from the dead. And if we act in a manner worthy of Him, we shall also reign with Him, provided we believe. Also, the young men must likewise be blameless in all things, cherishing purity above everything else, and curbing themselves from every evil. For it is good to be cut off from the lusts of the world, because every lust wars against the Spirit. And neither fornicators, nor the effeminate, nor sodomites shall inherit the kingdom of God, nor those who do unnatural things. Therefore it is necessary to abstain from all these things, and to be subject to the elders and ministers as to God and Christ. The virgins must walk in a blameless and a pure conscience. And the elders must also be sympathetic, merciful to all, guiding back the wanderers, visiting all the sick, neglecting neither widow nor orphan nor pauper, but always providing what is good before God and men. They must abstain from all anger, from respect of persons, from unfair judgment, and keep far from all love of money. Do not be quick to believe anything against any man, and do not be hasty in judgment, knowing that we are all under the debt of sin. Therefore, if we beseech the Lord to forgive us, we should also forgive. For we stand before the eyes of the Lord God, and we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and each must give an account of himself. Accordingly, let us serve Him with fear and all reverence, as He Himself has commanded, and as the apostles who preached the good news to us did, and the prophets who foretold of the coming of our Lord. Let us be zealous for what is good, refraining from offenses and false brethren, and from those who carry the name of the Lord in hypocrisy, to mislead foolish men. For everyone who does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is an antichrist. And whoever does not confess the testimony of the cross is of the devil. And whoever perverts the sayings of the Lord to his own evil desires and says there is neither resurrection nor judgment, he is the firstborn of Satan. Therefore, let us abandon the vanities of the crowd and their false teachings. Let us return to the word which was handed down to us from the beginning. Let us be watchful in prayers and persevere in fasting, beseeching the all-seeing God in petitions, not to lead us into temptation. As the Lord said, the Spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Therefore, without interruption, let us persevere by our hope and by the guarantee of our righteousness, which is Jesus Christ, who bore our sins in His own body on the tree, who did no sin, nor was deceit found in His mouth. But He endured all things for our sake, that we might live in Him. Therefore, let us become imitators of His patient endurance. And if we suffer for His name, let us praise Him. For He gave us this example in His own person, and we have believed this.